It seems like Tesla's always shaking things up in the tech world.
Yeah.
And you and I have been keeping a close eye on all their latest moves. This whole robo-taxi thing, it's really heating up.
Yeah, it's interesting. What's captivating about Tesla is they're not just theorizing. They're already building and testing working
Right.
prototypes.
And it's not just like a couple of prototypes. This WebPro News article about their recent event mentions cybercabs. They had 20 working prototypes. That's a clear signal they're serious.
20 prototypes. Yeah, that's beyond dabbling. That indicates a significant commitment from Tesla. It's not just for show, it's a serious venture for them.
It really feels like they're going all in on this. And it's not even just about the cars themselves. I mean, we're talking about a whole transportation ecosystem built around this technology.
Absolutely. They're playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, and I'd even argue they're changing the board and the rules at the same time.
Let's unpack that a bit. What makes this cybercab so different? What should we be paying attention to?
Well, the design is the first striking thing. It's a two-seater, very streamlined, almost minimalist. Every single element seems meticulously chosen.
Okay, so help me understand this. Why no steering wheel? Are they just assuming everyone is going to be comfortable going full autonomous from day one?
It's a bit more nuanced than that. Tesla's approach here is fascinating. It's like they're saying, look, we can add a steering wheel if you really want one.
Okay.
But by removing it as the default, they accomplish a few things.
Like what?
Well, first off, it really streamlines their manufacturing process.
Yeah.
Fewer variations mean more efficient production
Makes sense.
and potentially some cost savings there too. Which, hey, who knows? Maybe they'll pass that on to the consumer.
We can hope, right?
Right. But then on a more, I guess you could say, philosophical level,
Go on.
it's a statement about their vision for the future of driving. They're betting that autonomous is the way forward, and the design of their vehicles is starting to really reflect that belief.
I see. So for people who might still want that option to drive themselves.
That's where it seems like, at least, the customization comes in. Tesla seems to be hinting that in the future, you might be able to pick and choose and even change your car's features as easily as you do with your smartphone today.
Interesting.
Need a steering wheel temporarily? Add it on. Don't need it? Take it off. That kind of flexibility, that's a real game changer.
Yeah, that would be huge. So it's not just about building a car, it's about building a platform that can adapt and evolve over time.
Exactly. And that adaptability, it actually ties directly into another key thing here, the technology that's powering these robotaxis.
You mean their full self-driving software? They've been working on that for a while.
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting. Tesla's claiming that their current Hardware 3 system, which is actually already installed in a lot of their older vehicles, can be upgraded to support full robotaxi functionality.
Hold on. So you're saying that hypothetically, my neighbor down the street with their 2020 Model 3 could potentially turn their car into a robotaxi?
That seems to be the implication, yes, and honestly. That's a brilliant strategic move by Tesla. They're essentially saying, hey, our vehicles, they've got a much longer lifespan than you might think, maybe even a second life as part of this autonomous transportation network.
Wow. So they're maximizing the value of every single car they've ever made?
Yeah.
Talk about thinking long term, but how does that even work in practice? Is it just a software update or is there more to it?
So, from what we're hearing, Tesla is working on a retrofit kit of sorts. It's not something you can just go out and buy just yet,
Okay.
but it sounds like it'll involve some hardware
I
upgrades,
see.
likely to the sensors and processing units in the car.
Interesting. So, not quite as simple as downloading the latest software update.
Right.
But also not a complete gut renovation of the car either.
It's
Sounds
an
like they found
odd.
that sweet spot between their existing fleet and this whole future robotaxi network.
Yes, exactly. And that approach, it brings up some other intriguing points.
Like what?
Well, for one, this could make Tesla vehicles even more attractive to buyers. I mean, imagine buying a Tesla today, knowing that down the line it could actually generate some income for you as a robotaxi.
It'd be like an investment that just keeps on giving, right?
Exactly.
Although speaking of investments, let's talk about the cost factor,
Yeah.
because that feels like the big question mark for a lot of people.
Right.
Can Tesla really pull this off? Can they actually deliver an affordable mass market electric vehicle?
Yeah.
That mythical $25,000 Tesla everyone keeps speculating about.
Yeah, the 25K Tesla, that's the dream, right?
Right.
And to be fair, they didn't mention a specific price at this event, not even a whisper of it.
Okay.
But the simple fact they're laser focused on efficiency and scalability with this Cybercab, well, that at least suggests they're moving in the right direction.
Do you see this two-seater robotaxi design as a stepping stone then to a more affordable mass market car?
It's definitely possible. Think about it for a second. They start with a simplified robo-taxi model like the Cybercab. They get to really fine-tune their autonomous technology. They perfect their manufacturing processes, all on a less complex and arguably higher-end model.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they've worked out all the kinks, scaling that down to a more affordable car for the everyday person, it becomes a lot more realistic.
So they're using what they learned from the Cybercab and applying it to a future model that are hopefully be accessible to a lot more people.
Exactly. It's like they're building a pyramid, right?
Right.
Start with a small base and work your way up. And this all circles back to Elon Musk's overarching vision. He's not just trying to sell a bunch of high-end electric cars.
Right.
He wants to completely revolutionize transportation, make electric vehicles and maybe even autonomous transportation the norm for everyone.
And it's interesting because for all the tech and innovation, Musk always seems to bring it back to those core principles, right?
Mm.
Cost-effectiveness, practicality.
Absolutely.
It's not just about making a flashy product for the sake of it.
Exactly. And that reminds me, remember back in 2022 at Tesla AI Day when they first showed off their Tesla bot?
Oh, yeah.
It was. Well, let's just say it was a bit rough around the edges.
Yeah. It was more of a concept than a working prototype at that point.
Exactly. More of a vision board, really.
Right.
And now, 2 years later, they've got Tesla bots serving drinks at their events.
I know. It's honestly kind of mind-blowing how quickly they go from concept to reality. Makes you wonder what they'll come up with next.
Speaking of unexpected things, you see who else was at the event? Marc Benioff? The CEO of Salesforce?
Really? I didn't hear that. What's Salesforce's interest in Tesla bots?
Well, Benioff was dropping some hints about potentially using them as part of Salesforce's, and I quote, agent force.
Interesting.
Imagine a Tesla bot handling your customer service inquiries or your tech support questions, maybe even helping close deals on sales calls.
Wow. That has massive implications for so many industries.
Right.
Not to mention, that's a huge potential market for Tesla. They're not just selling cars anymore. They're selling a workforce.
Exactly. It really highlights this big shift in their strategy. Tesla's not just a car company anymore. They're a tech company, an AI company, a robotics company. They're looking for partners to really integrate their tech into a much wider range of applications.
Okay, but back to the Cybercab for a second.
Sure.
This wireless charging thing, it just blows my mind. It feels so futuristic.
Oh, right?
Like something out of a sci-fi movie, but they're actually doing it.
It's a glimpse into the future of charging, and not just for cars either. I mean, think about it. Phones, laptops, everything.
A world without charging cables. Sign me up.
Right. Just imagine never having to fumble with another cable or search for an outlet ever again.
Hey.
You just park your car, put your phone down, and it charges automatically.
Seamless, effortless experience.
Yeah.
No more range anxiety, no more fighting over the last charging port at the airport. That'd be amazing.
And you know, it's not even just about convenience either. Wireless charging completely changes what's possible in terms of design. No more charging ports. That's huge for car manufacturers. It gives them a lot more freedom to really get creative.
It's like every decision from the wireless charging to the removable steering wheel to the focus on making everything upgradable.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of this bigger plan for a Tesla-powered future.
Exactly. And it goes way beyond cars. What they're building, it's an ecosystem.
An ecosystem of devices, services, experiences, all connected and all powered by Tesla. Ambitious? Sure. But if anyone can pull it off,
it's Tesla. And it makes you wonder, right? How does all of this actually benefit the average person in their day-to-day life? I mean, it sounds cool, but it's all a bit abstract, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to talk about ecosystems. It's another to actually see how it impacts, you know, my life on a daily basis.
Right. It's all about those tangible benefits. So let's break it down.
Okay.
Think about your car right now. It's basically a money pit, right?
Sadly, yeah.
It sits in your garage or a parking lot for hours every day, just losing value.
Depreciating like crazy.
Exactly. But now imagine, in Tesla's world, your car is not just a car, it's a potential moneymaker.
Oh.
It could be out there earning for you, like its own little side hustle while you're not using it.
Interesting. So it offsets the cost of ownership.
Exactly. And that's not even factoring in the possibility of not even needing to own a car.
Right. Just relying on this robo-taxi network.
Right. And suddenly, our whole relationship with transportation starts to look very different.
It really does.
And it's not just about the cars. Imagine Tesla bots handling those everyday chores.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Think grocery shopping, picking up dry cleaning, maybe even keeping an eye on an elderly relative.
It's like having a personal assistant without the hassle.
Exactly. And that's really just the beginning. The real potential here is in tackling some much bigger problems.
Okay, like what?
logistics and supply chains, emergency response situations, heck, even space exploration, who knows?
So Tesla's not just trying to build a better car, they're trying to build a better future.
That's a great way to put it. And that's why this event was so important. This wasn't just about showing off some shiny new gadgets.
It's more strategic.
Way more. This was Tesla positioning themselves as the go-to, the problem solvers. They want to be the partner for every business, every industry that wants in on the future.
And with Mark Benioff in the audience, it seems like they're catching the eye of some major players.
No doubt. But let's be real, there's a lot of hype around all this, and it's easy to get swept up in it.
Right, it's still early days.
Absolutely, there's still a lot of unknowns, a lot of hurdles to overcome. But the mere fact that Tesla is even attempting this, that they're willing to take these risks to push the boundaries of what we thought was possible, that's what makes them so captivating. They're not just reacting to the future, they are actively shaping it.
So if our listeners take away one thing from this deep dive, it should be that Tesla is thinking bigger.
Way bigger. This is not just about disrupting the car industry. It's about reimagining it from the ground up.
Exactly. And maybe even more importantly, they're asking the tough questions. How will we live our lives in the future? How will we work? How will we get around? What role will technology play in all of this?
Big questions, no easy answers. But it's exciting to think about.
It really is. And who knows, those answers might be closer than we think. Keep your eyes peeled, folks, because Tesla, they're just getting started.